Hi, folks. Chocolate Yoda here, spelled Y-O-D-D-A-H, because film studios are litigious. And I want to read something to you that was written August 18th, 1792, by Alexander Hamilton. The truth, unquestionably, is that the only path to a subversion of the republican system of the country is by flattering the prejudices of the people and exciting their jealousies and apprehensions to throw affairs into confusion and bring on civil commotion. Tired at length of anarchy or want of government, they may take shelter in the arms of monarchy for repose and security. Those, then, who resist a confirmation of public order are the true artificers of monarchy. Not that this is the intention of the generality of them, yet it would not be difficult to lay the finger upon some of their party who may justly be suspected. When a man, unprincipled in private life, desperate in his fortune, bold in his temper, possessed of considerable talents, having the advantage of military habits, despotic in his ordinary demeanor, known to have scoffed in private at the principles of liberty, when such a man is seen to mount the hobby horse of popularity, to join in the cry of danger to liberty, to take every opportunity of embarrassing the general government and bringing it under suspicion, to flatter and fall in with all the nonsense of the zealots of the day, it may justly be suspected that his object is to throw things into confusion that he may ride the storm and direct the whirlwind. So, this sounds familiar to me. This sounds very much like it's describing Donnie Dump. Because that's what he's done. He's overturned all sorts of ideas of normalcy. And of course, he's had willing participants in that. He has a group of people who follow him who seem to literally not care that everything he does is abnormal. And some of the stuff is not just abnormal, it's outright dangerous. The way he's talking about governing if he gets elected again is terrifying. But I don't think it's going to happen. I think he's going to be defeated very easily. I think this trial in New York City is going to be the first of many convictions. And also, these four indictments are not the last of the indictments. More are coming. I know Jack Smith has some. Some states are lining up to indict him. It's not going to be pretty. It's going to be a long, long life of suffering. Whatever years he has left, he's going to spend them suffering. That's what I think. That's what I hope. I hope that he suffers for the rest of his life because he's led to so much suffering. But I just wanted to read that piece from Alexander Hamilton. I do love the way he wrote. And I do think it was rather prescient. So that's it for now. Peace, love, and granola. Talk to you soon.